Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And it's a very good morning on this Friday morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
The battle against plastic pollution is accelerating. That's news? Well, yes, it is news, strangely enough. Some would say very late in the day. Decades ago, we should have been doing it, but at long last, things are sort of happening. Why is it that we have to wait until it's an emergency before we do anything about water in the dams, plastic in the ocean? Anyway, there is good news, and there's a lot of stuff happening, and part of that is what you're going to hear about now. The search for degradable plastic wrappings, whatever they may be. And a long time ago, I remember there was great crowing about a biodegradable plastic, but that didn't seem to be the way to go. It took a long time for the plastic to biodegrade, something like about 10, 12 years, some said 200 years. But now things are changing rapidly, and Andrew Smith, one of the founders of the really great material company, has been doing fascinating research and is raring to go. We welcome him this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. Now, you are interested in getting or popularizing the idea of bioplastics, or plastics that are actually compostable. You can put them in a compost situation and they will biodegrade very quickly, or compost degrade. What's it all about?
Well, I think what we need to do is first describe the difference between compostable and biodegradable.
Yeah, I was trying
to... There's a lot of confusion in the marketplace.
I was getting confused myself there,
pretenders to the throne. So firstly, the resin that we bring in, which out of which bags can be made, is both compostable and biodegradable, and this is critically important because it means that the closed loop economy, which returns from earth to earth, which returns the bag to the compost, is non-toxic and actually does break down in the environment, which doesn't happen with biodegradable bags necessarily. So I think that's a critical factor. There's a lot of misconception in the marketplace about what this means.
But at least people are talking about it. There's been a lot of conversation recently, and we are turning our attention to this incredibly important topic.
Well, I think the issue today is whether or not one has a bag that can be utilized without fear or favor with the environment. So in other words, what I mean is that you need to have a bag that one can use productively and then reuse in two situations. One, either reuse it in the store or use it to get rid of your organic waste. And there are very few bags that one can do that with. One of the things that does happen with plastic bags is people say to me all the time, they separate waste at source, but they don't actually, because they put their organic waste into a plastic bag and then into the normal collection cycle.
Yeah,
one has to visit those kinds of things and make sure that there's a lot of education and communication on this.
Yeah, of course, the other problem is the strength. Now, I've actually had example of the resin-based, the bio-resin-based plastic, and you can't really tell the difference. The bags that you make out of this resin will be as strong as, or very nearly as strong as, the long-chain polymer bags, which don't degrade that easily or don't degrade at all.
Well, firstly, our bag is made out of a resin that's made out of cornstarch and vegetable oil. So there's the first big difference.
No hydrocarbons.
No. And secondly, the next big difference is that, and not that we see this as a selling point, but should our bag be disposed of in a natural environment, it will break down far quicker than a plastic bag. And to give you a description of what I mean by far quicker, our bag will probably break down somewhere between 6 and 9 months and return to the earth in a non-toxic form. And in fact, it will fertilize the ground, whereas a plastic bag will take 1,000 years to break down, maybe even more.
Way to go.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's number one, a very big difference. But number two, our bag has a use beyond just carrying groceries from the store to the car. Our bag can not only be reused more often, it's actually stronger, but in addition to which, it can be used to separate waste at source. And I know this is the subject of another program, perhaps a whole talk, but We do need to separate waste at source as the public, because this is becoming a critical area in the collection of waste in most cities around the world.
That's a whole, well, they say, as a whole dustbin can, Andrew. Now, the resin that you've sourced, manufactured in Italy, high-tech process, probably trade secrets, is there any prospect one day of manufacturing that in South Africa?
Well, our vision is, in fact, to do just that. What we would like to do is to get to the point where the utilization of our material is strong enough economically to have a situation where we can produce it locally in South Africa, create job opportunities, and use the natural resources that we have in the country, such as weeds or whatever else have you, that can be used to make this resin and then hence the bags. And the other thing which I didn't mention, by the way, is the reason we elected to ship in resin is that we promote the local industry.
Yeah.
So, in other words, preserving jobs as opposed to breaking down jobs. A lot of other pretenders to the crown, let's call it that way, want to ship in bags from China and all sorts of other places, but that breaks down.
Yeah, that's the problem with jobs.
Economy.
Yeah, no, understandable. Well, strength to your arm. It's a very, very interesting and very, very important sector that you're in. Lots of strategy there, and we'll be touching sides with you again, I'm sure, in the future. Andrew Smith, one of the founders of the Really Great Material Company, talking about the resin-based material that will be used in these compostable bags, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it. Andrew, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
And that was this morning's edition of Being Green. And if you'd like to listen to Being Green again, then do go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, click on podcasts. And within a couple of hours this morning, this edition of Being Green will be podcast on our webpage.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.